Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. 8-3, the final score. Royals fall in the opener to the Twins. Loss number 60, game number 85. Yeah, good game, fun game, and then the eighth inning happened, and then, you know, the whole back and forth. Royals take a lead, give it right back, fall behind by one, tie it up in the third, fall behind in the fifth, tie it up in the eighth. It was a... Now, Joe Ryan was having his way with the Royals lineup for a majority of the night, so it wasn't necessarily a heart-stopping game, but it was a game. Royals were in this one until they weren't. A five-run eighth inning, all at the hands of Taylor Clark, does the boys in. They will not put together their first winning streak of 2023. Disappointing, no longer shocking. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I do have a question I want to pose. Now, I'm not trying to sidestep the Taylor Clark discussion. We'll get to it. I just don't find it all that interesting. You didn't think the bullpen was going to get better when they lost Aroldis Chapman, right? If and when they move Scott Barlow, this is only going to happen more often. Now, I'll reiterate what I've been saying for the past few days on the pregame show, on the postgame show. If you're tuning in to Royals baseball because you enjoy well-rounded quality baseball, winning baseball, well, the second half of the season may not be for you. Shoot, I thought you would have picked up by now because the first half of the season has not been for you. But if you are a baseball nut, if you are a Royals diehard, if you want to be able to say you were there at the beginning, if you enjoy seeing the maturation of young hitters, of young pitchers, them finding confidence, hopefully finding success, and then hopefully stumbling upon a championship or at least a postseason run along the way. If you enjoy that, if you enjoy the climb, well, the second half could be a lot of fun. There are plenty of intriguing names, not just in the lineup. We've known there were there have been intriguing names in the lineup since opening day. But now we're starting to see more and more intriguing names on the mound, in the bullpen, and there are more on the way. No, I understand the story of this 8-3 Royals loss is Taylor Clark in that five-run fifth inning. But the story for the Royals a team now 35 games below 500. The true story was Austin Cox in the top of the lineup. Austin Cox, 4 2/3 innings, his longest outing, his longest start. Shoot, it's only his second big league start. 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs on 7 hits, a pair of walks, and 4 strikeouts. Thought he showed the toughness we've come to expect. Even in those relief appearances, you saw a confidence, a focus, a maturation from the 26-year-old lefty that I thought was on display again today. You never felt like it was moving. I'll speak for myself. I never felt like it was moving too fast for Austin Cox. And you know what I'm talking about. You've been paying attention to Royals baseball over the past few seasons. You've seen it speed up on Brad Keller this season. Daniel Lynch over the past 2 years. Not seeing it so much from Daniel this year. It's really encouraging. Chris Bubich at times in the past would have it start. Danny Duffy would have it speed up on him quite often. Haven't seen that yet for Austin Cox, and that's impressive for a kid that's been in the big leagues for a month. Now, even when it did, even when the commander is, I don't want to say focus, but when it does appear as if, oh, here we go, it's beginning to snowball, things are going south, even when it looks like it's about to go sideways, he was able to lock it back in. I found tonight's performance from Austin Cox encouraging. Not going to make more of it than what it was. 4 2/3 innings of 3-run baseball, but I'll say this. I'll watch him again. If you want to give him the ball in one of those games in Cleveland, I'm all for it. So I thought the real story of the game, now again, the story of the loss is Taylor Clark. But you've lost 60 times in your first 85 games. How much digging do we want to do in yet another L in this season of never-ending L's? No, the real story was Austin Cox in the top of the lineup. Mikel Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., and Nick Prado. They combined to go 6-for-13. They drive in all 3 runs. They scored all 3 runs. They stole 2 bases and drew a pair of walks. Yeah, Mikel Garcia, since the beginning of June, is now hitting .327. Bobby Witt Jr., since the beginning of June, is hitting an even .300. Nick Prado has driven in or scored a run in 4 of his last 5 starts. Here's my question for you, Royals fans. I hope we all agree that Mikel Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. right now are the stars of the evaluation season. I'm going to take Vinny Pasquantino out of this conversation because he's done for the year. Or else he would be in that group as well, right? Vinny's in my opinion, Vinny's now one of the undeniables. Vinny's hitting ability is undeniable. If you try to deny it, you're either admitting that you're not paying attention or you're admitting that you're a hater. You know, Vinny is undeniable offensively. Mikel and Bobby are undeniable as far as being quality big leaguers. Meaning, they'll be in this game for the next 10, 12 years, helping teams win, getting it done on the left side of the infield. How can you not be all in on the 23-year-old Mikel Garcia and the 23-year-old Bobby Witt Jr.? Here's my question. Who's number 3? When you look at these young Royals, we could talk pitchers, we could talk hitters. We're talking about this evaluation season. If we agree the gold medal goes to Mikel Garcia or Bobby Witt Jr. and the other gets the silver medal, who's taking the bronze right now if you're handing out awards for the first 85 games in this evaluation season? Is it Nick Prado? Drew Waters? Brady Singer? Daniel Lynch? MJ Melendez? Michael Massey, who should be back soon? Who is it for you? I'm not saying you're putting them in the same group as Mikel or Vinny or Bobby. You don't have to say they're undeniable, they're stars, I'm all in. But who's next up? Who's the closest to joining that group of undeniable young Royal talent? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals get doubled up in the Twin Cities, 8-4 the final score. We take a quick time. Did I say 8-3 or 8-4? No, Royals tried in the end to tack on another. They did score another. Bobby drives one in with two outs in the ninth. Yeah, 8-4 the final score. Royals lose in Minneapolis, and we get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-4 the final score. Royals drop the opener in Minnesota. Twins tie it up as the Royals jump out thanks to a Mikel Garcia first pitch, a get-me-over fastball from Joe Ryan. Garcia's ready to swing right out of the gate. He belts it for his third home run of the season. Austin Cox, though, would give it right back with back-to-back base hits to the Twins in the bottom half of the first inning. Leadoff walk in the second turns into the Twins' second run of the game, and they would hang on to that 2-1 lead only momentarily. Nick Prado, an RBI single off the right field wall, ties it up, and that 2-2 game would last until the fifth inning. A leadoff single to Max Kepler turns into the third run for the Twins. That leadoff knock for Kepler came off of Austin Cox. He wouldn't finish the fifth inning. Jose Quas would come in and wiggle out of a runners on the corners two-out jam. So 3-2 Minnesota, that was the score until Nick Prado belts an 0-2 hanger off the right field foul pole to tie things up at 3. It was Prado's sixth home run of the season. Had the dugout, had Royals fans everywhere excited. Taylor Clark comes out of the bullpen and immediately gives it right back. First pitch. The first pitch he throws is crushed by Edward Julian, 413 feet. Clark would go on to give up another four runs, and the Royals lose 8-4. Royals score one in the bottom of the ninth for top of the ninth, I should say, for good measure. Lopez with an opposite field two-out double. He's plated by Bobby Witt Jr. That's how we get our 8-4 final score. It's too nice of a weekend, too nice of a night to get angry, but texts like this, it's like you guys are testing me. From the 785.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Optimize and shift blame however you want, Vern, but without proper bullpen management, we don't have a chance. Wow. What do Fesco and Kling always say? Thanks, coach. No S, Sherlock. Now, what the hell are you talking about? You think, well, I mean, we could just go through that word by word. You don't have a chance to begin with. You're 35 games below 500. What are you talking about, a chance? Minimize and shift blame however you want. Hey, Bozo, started the show by telling you the reason why you lost is Taylor Clark. I just don't feel like sitting around and talking about it. And obviously you don't either because you texted in. And then without proper bullpen management, we don't have a chance. Yeah, no kidding. You know what else you don't have a chance? Without a good bullpen. You don't have a good bullpen. You haven't had a good bullpen all season. What are you talking about? Yeah, the issue is that Q doesn't use this bullpen well enough. What? Who'd you want to go to? You don't even have a name. Who'd you want to see in the eighth inning? It's so very easy. Oh God, this one's on Q. Without proper bullpen management, yeah. Q's the one. We're gonna blame the manager. The bullpen's been bottom five in baseball since the jump. What are you talking about? The reason why it frustrates me so much is because I know 99% of you learned something during those championship seasons, during that build up to 2015. And I even venture to think that you from the 785, that you went through it and you learned and evolved and became a smarter baseball fan, and yet you just continue to ball it all up and just throw it in the trash like you didn't learn anything. What are you talking about? Without proper bullpen management, we don't have a chance. You know what? You know, without talent, we don't have a chance. Send. Great text. My word. Let's go back to the text line. 913-586-7610. That's the only thing that upsets me, is when we, and yes, I'm using the collective we because I'm one of you. The only thing that upsets me is when we come across as ignorant baseball fans or just pessimistic individuals that watch the game to, what, hate watch our favorite team? I just don't understand following along on a Monday night, a holiday weekend, following along with a baseball game to solely focus on the negative. You're 35 games below 500. You're hanging on for wins and losses. You're telling me your takeaway from tonight is Q's a bad manager because he doesn't handle this garbage bullpen properly? How is that your takeaway and you're watching game 85? Check out. Tune out. I just don't understand how you can listen to this game and not come away going, all right, let's talk Austin Cox, Michael Garcia, Bobby Prado. We could even talk about the negative. We could talk about the punch outs. Royals struck out 13 times tonight. Now, that's what they haven't been doing. Last time the Royals had double-digit strikeouts in a 9-inning game was when they lost 14-1 last week. The reason why they performed so well against the Dodgers is you were putting the ball in play. Forcing the issue, making them make the play, make the decision. Now, of course, Joe Ryan's fantastic. The guy's never lost to the Royals in his career. He's a fantastic righty. Good to see another one tomorrow and then another one coming up on Wednesday. Kenta Maeda tomorrow and then Pablo Lopez in the finale. Now, you look at, did the strikeouts come in big situations? No, you know, save Nick Prado's punch out in the ninth with the tying run in the on-deck circle. If you were hoping and wishing and believing that they were going to mount a comeback, okay, I guess he could point to that one. But the other 12 were just, in my opinion, Joe Ryan behind the steering wheel of a bulldozer, just mowing down Royals. 913-586-7610 from the 402. Vern, Taylor Clark needs the pink slip. Maybe we would have only lost 6-4 if they wouldn't have used him. Okay, so you're being sarcastic. Okay, that's funny. Mike in Omaha writes in, Taylor Clark, we're waiting for you. Okay, that's funny too. Mike's in Omaha, the AAA team. Yeah, you get it. Joey in Grain Valley out there listening, still trying to find the words for his, for that eighth inning from Taylor Clark. I understand. From the 913, Vern, maybe it's time for one of those 10-day IL trips for a mysterious random arm fatigue for Taylor Clark. Let a kid come pitch for 2 weeks. Okay. Again, the only thing I ask is have a name, not a kid. Do you have anyone in mind? Because again, the Royals are bad. Right? You think they just have all this talent stocked away? Now, there are pitchers on the way. I'm not saying the cupboard is bare, but let's not act as if a guy that has been as good as Taylor Clark has been over the past two seasons. No doubt he's going through it right now. I'm not defending him. But he's done it in the big leagues for a long stretch of time. He's been good for months in the big leagues. Who else? Who do you want to see that has been good in the big leagues for months? Again, I just ask that we learn and evolve as baseball fans over the years. Now, some of you are new, I understand that, but a lot of you have been there with me and on this post-game show since the beginning. And you're making the same silly claims that you did 10 years ago, like you haven't learned a freaking thing. There's something to be said about having skins on the wall, dirt in your spikes, you've done it before. I'm not saying they need to run Taylor Clark in the eighth inning out there again tomorrow. Or that he gets a high leverage spot the next time it comes up. Maybe next time we see Taylor Clark, Royals are down by 3 runs. Okay, I'm fine with that. But you know, get rid of him. Bring up a kid. Okay, understand it's only going to get worse if you do that. To just cut a guy? Come on. I'm fine with bringing up young arms. I'm all for it. But Taylor Clark's the one you want to wave goodbye to? Do you know who else is in that bullpen? Furthermore, you want to cut him? Man, maybe you know about the minor leagues better than I do. You know, trade Barlow, we're cutting Clark. Who the hell's going to pitch? Alex writes in on the text line, Vern, you can't blame Q for Taylor Clark's outing tonight. Clark has been so good for an extended amount of time that you have to believe he's going to bounce out of this slump at some point, but Going forward, I'd like to see Carlos Hernandez in the eighth until Taylor Clark bounces back. Alex, fair point, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone agrees that, well, again, I can't speak in such generalities. I think most people agree that if Barlow's the closer, yeah, right now, Carlos Hernandez should be the eighth inning guy. Hernandez pitched on Saturday throwing two innings. Now, let me say this about Carlos Hernandez. There aren't many people that believe he has the mentality for a closer. And I don't just mean there aren't many people in the media or in the fan base. I'm talking about within the organization, inside that coaching staff, and inside that clubhouse. There are a lot of concerns about the aloof nature of Carlos Hernandez. The same reason why he's not cut out to be a starting pitcher might be the same reason why he's not cut out to be a closer. Now, Alex, I'm with you. I want to see him because that stuff is nasty. Just like man, did I ever have dreams for Carlos as a starting pitcher. It still hurts that he's not a starting pitcher. But I've come to accept it. I've evolved. I've acknowledged what I'm seeing, acknowledged what I'm observing. During the games, before games, after games, in the clubhouse, on the diamond, everywhere. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Phone lines are open for you. Jay's Southland Tow Service text line's there for you as well. Henry from Topeka writes in, Vern, Austin Cox look good in my opinion. Just think he needs to get more reps, and he needs to tell himself that he belongs in the big leagues. I think he'll lock in, Vern. I really do. His pitch mix and command is big league ready. I feel like right now he's just not trusting his stuff. Henry, appreciate the text. Fair points. I'm not saying I can't disagree that. Look, there's no question he needs to tell himself that he belongs. And there's no doubt that that question remains. It should remain, right? He's still so early in his career, so few innings in the big leagues. That question should remain. But to me, it doesn't look like those doubts are overpowering his confidence while he's out there on the mound. Not saying that you're wrong. That's just my opinion, Henry. You might be right. And I agree as far as his pitch mix and his command, it's big league ready. Now my question is he a guy better equipped to be a two-inning reliever? Right, if you get Matt Quatrero to talk openly about what he would, you know, ideally want from a pitching staff, it's a bunch of guys that can give you four, five solid innings. Now everyone wants five horses at the beginning of your game, right? Everyone wants five stud starters. But I believe in Q's dream world, he has a bunch of pitchers that can face a lineup twice and then get pulled. You go four innings, you hand it off to someone else who maybe goes four, and then boom, boom, bullpen. Now, again, you want Singer and Lynch and Cox and Marsh and all, you want all these guys to eat up six, seven innings consistently. But Cox looks like a guy with that command, with that pitch mix, looks like a guy, at least to me, that can go through a lineup once and then hand it off to the next guy. And there's value in that, especially when you're throwing from the left side. Always nice hearing from you, Henry. I appreciate it. We'll get back to the text line in just a moment. 913-586-7610, and we'll get to your phone calls after this quick timeout as the Royals lose in Minneapolis, 8-4, the final score.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals lose 8-4. The loss goes to Taylor Clark. He's 1-3 on the season. A no decision for Austin Cox. Let's hear what the 26-year-old lefty had to say after this one. 4 2/3 of three-run baseball, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Pretty good. still some things that can be cleaned up. You know, the hanging breaking ball to Michael A. Taylor. You know, things like that can happen. But yeah, overall, I feel like I had my stuff, my command. So yeah.
What did you learn about, you know, with your first career start last time out, and then anything that you took from that into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like overall was a little more settled down. It was a little cooler outside. And then, you know, making overall, when you make pitches, good things tend to happen. So that's what I tried to take into this one, was just, you know, focus on execution and go from there.
What were some pitches that were working for you out there?
Truthfully, I felt like I had everything going. There wasn't really anything that I felt like was off or out of whack. There was a couple of counts that got away from me, a couple walks that, again, still got to cut down on those. Yeah, overall, I felt like I had pretty much my stuff. So that was nice.
When you're able to execute the fastball at the top of the zone, I mean, how big is that specifically for you?
Well, it's really big. Tonight, I felt like I could do that at any time I wanted to. There wasn't, like last time we talked, I felt like I lost the zone there late. This time, I felt like I had control of it for the most of the night.
Royals pitching gives up 8 runs tonight. 23rd time this season they've given up at least 8. It's more than a quarter of the games they've played so far this season. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, man. Hey, I was listening to your On Deck show, and you got your days mixed up. You said it was Saturday, but hey, Vern, don't worry about it, man. When you get a little older, I treat every day as a Saturday, baby.
There you go.
So, hey, Vern, you know, don't let them, the texters, just a low IQ, a baseball IQ. Come on. Don't let them get underneath your skin, Vern. The guy, they're losing so much, I think his brain's fried, that he probably still thinks Q has an HDH just laying around waiting to come in. Come on. We're better than that, Kansas City. You knew when they got rid of Chapman, and you mentioned Barlow, we were going to have struggles like this. But let's not worry about that. We're going to find some good about this game. Austin Cox, I want to see him again. He got in a little trouble early, but he got that double play ball. They got him out of that. And then, you know, Vern, to answer your question, who gets the bronze? And it's Prado. It's got to be Nick. He plays good defense. He's solid at the plate. He takes the walks. I know he strikes out a little bit too much, but that dude, he's growing. And with Vinny being out, he's been stepping up, man. He had a great game tonight. Way to go, Nick Prado. Keep up the great work. And then, Vern, tonight, speaking of Nick Prado, Bobby got on. He had a 2-out rally. He got on, lasered that ball 111 miles an hour. And then he's still second. When he stole second base, he got his 25th stolen base, everybody. And with that 25th stolen base, he's only 3 players in the majors who has 25 stolen bases and 25 extra base hits. And the company he's going to be with, everybody, an elite company, Ronald Acuña Jr., that guy's just playing out of the planet. And I think it was Wando Franco, Vern, was the other guy. So that's pretty elite company. Way to go, Bobby Witt Jr. Mikel Franco, way to go. That cat just stays hot, Vern. He just rips the ball. He had a great job tonight by him. And SNL, man, Michael Taylor, I forgot how great he was in the outfield. He robbed SNL of a extra base hit. He had a solid game. You know, I was more disappointed of just not being able to get the 3 games in a row, be in a winning streak. So I was rooting for the guys tonight. But, you know, we could pick it up tomorrow. I'm going to have – it's pre – 4th of July, everybody. So let's just treat it like a Saturday night, Vern. And I'm going to be having a little bit of a brunch and listen to some Vern in 12 o'clock. Let's go.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Choo-choo. Yeah. Yeah.
Choo-choo.
On deck show tomorrow at 12 noon. And Big T, I appreciate it. Yeah. It's a 1:10 first pitch tomorrow. Zach Greinke and Kenta Maeda. You mentioned SNL. Steady Nicky Lopez, as you call him. He's hitting .294 in his last 15 games with an OPS of .794. Yeah, asked you, after Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr., who are without question, are the 2 standouts of this evaluation season, who's third on the medal stand? if Bobby or Mike Howell, if they're sharing gold and silver, who takes home the bronze 85 games into the evaluation season? Stefan writes in and votes Daniel Lynch. Jordan from Blue Springs points to Daniel Lynch. Jordan in Blue Springs also saying that it's crazy to think that Carlos Hernandez, with the stuff that he has, cannot be, Emmanuel Clase with a little development and game experience. Yeah, Jordan, that's possible. Look, I'm not saying that the ceiling is set and Carlos Hernandez cannot become a great closer. No, he could. Again, he's still 26. Kid doesn't turn 27 until next spring. So time is on his side. That right arm is on his side. He's got as good a stuff as anybody in the game. So, listen, that may have come across a little negative early. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, another vote there for Daniel Lynch coming in at as the bronze medal winner. Yeah, I for as much as I wanted it to be MJ Melendez or Nick Prado, Drew Waters, right, my X, Y, and Z coming into the season, the three guys that if they could meet or exceed expectations, I thought the team had a chance to vie for a postseason spot. My X, Y, and Z in spring training were Daniel Lynch, Nick Prado, and Drew Waters. So long as one of them takes that bronze, I think 2023 could end with a few positives. Now, my X, Y, and Z was also predicated upon MJ Melendez picking up on where he left off last season. That hasn't happened. Now, MJ putting some nice swings together tonight. Not as many as yesterday, but draws a leadoff walk in the second inning and hits a rocket to right field in the eighth, in between a pair of punch-outs. From the 913, Vern, how many bad outings do we need to endure before I get the update on my phone that says the Royals DFA'd Taylor Clark? How many more bad outings before you DFA him? Five. Five more bad outings you have to endure before they DFA him. Somebody on the text line wants me to sell the downtown stadium. No, that's not my job. No. Sell me on the downtown stadium. No. It's not. I'm not making any money on that. 8-4, the final score. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon. Royals and Twins. Enjoy your fourth, Kansas City. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help, brother. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610 Sports.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Henry, appreciate the text. Fair points. I'm not saying I can't disagree that, look, there's no question he needs to tell himself that he belongs. And there's no doubt that that question remains. It should remain, right? He's still so early in his career, so few innings in the big leagues. That question should remain. But to me, it doesn't look like those doubts are overpowering his confidence while he's out there on the mound. Not saying that you're wrong. That's just my opinion, Henry. You might be right. And I agree as far as his pitch mix and his command. It's big league ready. Now my question is he a guy better equipped to be a two-inning reliever? Right, if you get Matt Quatrero to talk openly about what he would, you know, ideally want from a pitching staff, it's a bunch of guys that can give you 4 or 5 solid innings. Now, everyone wants 5 horses at the beginning of your game, right? Everyone wants 5 stud starters. But I believe in Q's dream world, he has a bunch of pitchers that can face a lineup twice and then get pulled. You go 4 innings, you hand it off to someone else who maybe goes 4, and then boom, boom, bullpen. Again, you want Singer and Lynch and Cox and Marsh and all, you want all these guys to eat up 6-7 innings consistently. But Cox looks like a guy with that command, with that pitch mix, looks like a guy, at least to me, that can go through a lineup once and then hand it off to the next guy. And there's value in that, especially when you're throwing from the left side. Always nice hearing from you, Henry. I appreciate it. We'll get back to the text line in just a moment. 913-586-7610. And we'll get to your phone calls after this quick timeout as the Royals lose in Minneapolis. 8-4, the final score.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals lose 8-4. The loss goes to Taylor Clark. He's 1-3 on the season. A no decision for Austin Cox. Let's hear what the 26-year-old lefty had to say after this one. 4 2/3 of 3-run baseball, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Pretty good. Still some things that can be cleaned up. You know, the hanging breaking ball to Michael A. Taylor. You know, things like that can happen. But yeah, overall, I feel like I had my stuff, my command. So yeah.
What did you learn about, you know, with your first career start last time out, and then anything that you took from that into this one?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like overall was a little more settled down. It was a little cooler outside. And then, you know, making overall, when you make pitches, good things tend to happen. So that's what I tried to take into this one, was just, you know, focus on execution and go from there.
What was some pitches that were working for you out there?
Truthfully, I felt like I had everything going. There wasn't really anything that I felt like was off or out of whack. There was a couple of counts that got away from me, a couple of walks that, again, still got to cut down on those. But yeah, overall, I felt like I had pretty much my stuff. So that was nice.
When you're able to execute the fastball at the top of the zone, and how big is that specifically for you?
Well, it's really big. Tonight, I felt like I could do that at any time I wanted to. There wasn't, like last time we talked, I felt like I lost the zone there late. This time, I felt like I had control of it for the most of the night.
Royals pitching gives up 8 runs tonight. 23rd time this season they've given up at least 8. It's more than a quarter of the games they've played so far this season. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, man. Hey, I was listening to your On Deck show, and you got your days mixed up. You said it was Saturday, but hey, Vern, don't worry about it, man. When you get a little older, I treat every day as a Saturday, baby.
There you go.
So, hey, Vern, you know, don't let the texters, just a low IQ, a baseball IQ. Come on. Don't let them get underneath your skin, Vern. The guy, they're losing so much, I think his brain's fried, that he probably still thinks Q has an HDH just laying around waiting to come in. Come on. We're better than that, Kansas City. You knew when they got rid of Chapman, and you mentioned Barlow, they were going to have struggles like this. But let's not worry about that. We're going to find some good about this game. Austin Cox, I want to see him again. He got in a little trouble early, but he got that double play ball. They got him out of that. And then, you know, Vern, to answer your question, who gets the bronze? And it's Prado. It's got to be Nicky. He plays good defense. He's solid at the plate. He takes the walks. I know he strikes out a little bit too much, but that dude, he's growing. And with Vinny being out, he's been stepping up, man. He had a great game tonight. Way to go, Nick Prado. Keep up the great work. And then Vern, tonight, speaking of Nick Prado, Bobby got on. He had a 2-out rally. He got on, lasered that ball 111 miles an hour. And then he steals second. When he stole second base, he got his 25th stolen base, everybody. And with that 25th stolen base, he's only 3 players in the majors who has 25 stolen bases and 25 extra base hits. And the company he's going to be with, everybody, an elite company, Ronald Acuña Jr., that guy's just playing out of the planet. And I think it was Wando Franco, Vern, was the other guy. So that's pretty elite company. Way to go, Bobby Witt Jr. Mikel Franco, way to go. That cat just stays hot, Vern. He just rips the ball. He had a great job tonight by him. And SNL, man, Michael Taylor, I forgot how great he was in the outfield. He robbed SNL of a extra base hit. He had a solid game. You know, I was more disappointed of just not being able to get the 3 games in a row, be in a winning streak. So I was rooting for the guys tonight. But, you know, we could pick it up tomorrow. I'm going to have – it's pre-4th of July, everybody. So let's just treat it like a Saturday night, Vern. And I'm going to be having a little bit of a brunch and listen to some Vern in 12 o'clock. Let's go.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, choo-choo. Yeah, yeah.
Choo-choo.
On deck show tomorrow at 12 noon. And Big T, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a 1:10 first pitch tomorrow. Zach Greinke and Kenta Maeda. You mentioned SNL, Steady Nicky Lopez, as you call him. He's hitting .294 in his last 15 games with an OPS of .794. Yeah, asked you after Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr., who are without question, are the 2 standouts of this evaluation season. Who's 3rd on the medal stand? If Bobby or Michael, if they're sharing gold and silver, who takes home the bronze? 85 games into the evaluation season. Stefan writes in and votes Daniel Lynch. Jordan from Blue Springs points to Daniel Lynch. Jordan in Blue Springs also saying that it's crazy to think that Carlos Hernandez, with the stuff that he has, cannot be, Emmanuel Clase with a little development and game experience. Yeah, Jordan, that's possible. Look, I'm not saying that the ceiling is set and Carlos Hernandez cannot become a great closer. No, he could. Again, he's still 26. Kid doesn't turn 27 until next spring. So time is on his side. That right arm is on his side. He's got as good a stuff as anybody in the game. So, listen, that may have come across a little negative early. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, another vote there for Daniel Lynch coming in at as the bronze medal winner. Yeah, I for as much as I wanted it to be MJ Melendez or Nick Prado, Drew Waters, right, my X, Y, and Z coming into the season, the three guys that if they could meet or exceed expectations, I thought the team had a chance to vie for a postseason spot. My X, Y, and Z in spring training were Daniel Lynch, Nick Prado, and Drew Waters. So long as one of them takes that bronze, I think 2023 could end with a few positives. Now, my X, Y, and Z was also predicated upon MJ Melendez picking up on where he left off last season. That hasn't happened. Now, MJ putting some nice swings together tonight. Not as many as yesterday, but draws a leadoff walk in the second inning and hits a rocket to right field in the eighth. In between, a pair of punch-outs. From the 913, Vern, how many bad outings do we need to endure before I get the update on my phone that says the Royals DFA'd Taylor Clark? How many more bad outings before you DFA him? Five. Five more bad outings you have to endure before they DFA him. Somebody on the text line wants me to sell the downtown stadium. No, that's not my job. No. Sell me on the downtown stadium. No. It's not. I'm not making any money on that. 8-4, the final score. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon. Royals and Twins. Enjoy your fourth, Kansas City. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help, brother. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.